Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Thanks to Third Love for supporting Don't Blame Me. Go to thirdlove.com/blame now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your entire purchase. Thanks, Third Love. Everyone, get 15% off your first purchase by going to thirdlove.com/blame. This episode of Don't Blame Me is brought to you by Aptiv. Aptiv produces audio-based workouts created by certified personal trainers available through a mobile app. New members get 50% off an annual membership. Visit aptiv.com/blame. That's aaptiv.com/blame.
Hello, everybody.
welcome back to Don't Blame Me. Today, we have a very special guest.
It's Claudia Salewski.
Hello, everyone. Woo-hoo. I'm so excited to be here today. Ooh,
you have a sexy podcast voice.
Thank you so much.
Wow. No, it's very good. I'm now very self-conscious about mine because yours
sounds like sultry.
Okay. Well, I'm enjoying it. And guys, guess what? Claudia looks very pretty today. And do you know how I know that because I'm here. But you guys can know that too because we're actually filming this for YouTube.
That was such a great little segue in there.
Thank you. I'm very good at these quick
guys. We're looking
segues.
Dewy with this lighting.
We are. I'm oily. She's dewy, which that's okay. What you order versus what arrives. Yeah, I'm excited. Claudia's here. We're going to answer or give you guys some advice. If you've never tuned in before, welcome. This is Don't Blame Me. It's an advice podcast where you guys leave voicemails and tell us things that are happening in your life that you need some assistance or some advice on. So if you guys want to call in, the number is 310-694-0976. One more time. 310-694-0976. Jack, I had it the first time.
Incredible.
Yeah,
incredible.
You made me look. So then I see the fucking number. Okay. Well, yeah. So it's going to be good. It's going to be great. And Mel's here too.
Hello.
Woo! And Jack's here, but he doesn't have a microphone. You can hear him. Hi.
Very faintly. Hi.
I'm running the camera.
Yeah. Jack looks like, I'm not going to say you look like a dad because you don't look like a dad, but like you look like you look like a kid who just got a lot of Christmas presents, guys. We have like, there's a tripod, a camera with a mic and a monitor on another tripod and these two lights.
Yeah, this is super official.
It is. It's quite official.
Yeah.
So I guess we should just get started and do this. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
I'm so ready for you to, I'm excited because you read you read self-help books.
I do. But you know, that kind of ties in with like motivation
yeah.
and self-discovery, that yeah. sort of
you
stuff.
You take Soul
but,
Cycle.
I mean,
you
I
know how to do
soul
this
Soul
shit.
Cycle. But I'm excited to hear the questions because you guys can ask about any yeah. aspect of any, yeah. you know, life.
It's intense.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, we should do a Soul Cycle class next week.
I'm super down.
Sick. Okay. Let's go to the first call.
Hi, Megan. So I'm 16 and I have a problem that's been going on for a while. And I think it's kind of reached the point where I need to ask for help. So I go to a boarding school. And about a month ago, I realized my roommate's been using my stuff, like my towel, shampoo, conditioner, soap, and even my razor. But I know she has her own stuff because I've seen it. When I confronted her about this, she kind of laughed and blew it off and then jokingly said, oh, next time you'll see me using your toothbrush. And since then, she kind of treated it like a joke. For example, last week I walked into the room and she was on my bed and then she just laughed and said, oh, you caught me. She's also now used my toothbrush and I have no idea what to do. I'm afraid of talking to her again and then it won't do anything. What do you think I should do? Thanks.
That is a very particular issue that I've personally never gone through.
Really?
No.
Oh my God. So. Well, I had roommates who used to steal shit from me.
Okay.
And like they would like go in and borrow my clothes and like remember when Michael Kors watches were like a thing on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
They would like go in and like put also like you don't you borrow a watch? Like
yeah, that's like
just for one day you need to fucking know the time. Like really? Like that's not like that's so weird to me.
But also like that's a watch is one thing, but like a toothbrush?
Yeah. Well, this is a power move, I think. So what I would say in my like my advice for the next time in this situation, hopefully you're never in this situation. But so my freshman year roommate in college, we were forced to do this thing that our RA did where you get this whole list of things like what time you go to bed, like are you a morning person? Are you a night person? Like what's your favorite kind of music? And it's kind of like a get to know you thing, but it's also like here's how I like to live my life. Here's how you like to live. And let's figure out like the compromise and in between just so we know.
Yeah.
And one of the things on there was like on a scale from like 1 to 10, how comfortable am I sharing my things? How comfortable am I sharing things without permission? Mm-hmm. And like then things like that. So I think next time when you live with somebody, I would say before you like embark on that whole thing, just being like, hey, I'm more than happy to like loan stuff and like borrow stuff. Only if you are, don't say it if you're not, because then you're just going to resent them anyway. And so then they know to ask beforehand. But this seems like a power move. I would just say this is expensive, but maybe like just buy a second toothbrush and hide it. Like buy things that you... that and just hide that shit and then Venmo charge her and be like, you owe me $75 for all the shit I had to buy at Target because you use my shit.
I know, because it sounds like you've already tried the whole communication thing and talking about it, and clearly she's just like laughing it off and not taking it seriously.
It's immature.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you'd pull pranks too. Like maybe I like mean, put shaving cream on your bedspread and then be like, yeah, bitch, wait, you want to fucking lie in my bed now?
See, then like, but then you also like have to deal with that.
But
later.
I feel like there's a,
you know what I mean?
It's true. I'm just thinking of the revenge.
I'm trying to think. Because you don't want to do anything too malicious that just makes it like, you don't want to like fight fire against fire. And
yeah,
also be
then it'll turn
about
into
it.
like a war.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like maybe try to approach it in a different way, in a more like, listen, this is not like a joke for me. This yeah. really actually bothers me. Like maybe trying to take it a little seriously. And then, yeah, if you do need to buy like a separate stuff and yeah. have like a little caddy, you know, yeah, like your things.
And lock it. And there's a safe in shit. College. It's always a little safe.
Get it. Yeah. Lock it. Get a safe.
Yeah. Get a safe. And get an alarm system for just your side of the room. And so like if she, like the lasers, like when you like in those yeah. movies where you have to like duck under them
yeah.
and like do the limbo, get lasers. Mm-hmm. And then, so like anytime she tries to cross into your half, you get a whole alarm
Listen,
system. I started watching Veronica right. Mars the other day and like, this is why I'm doing this.
Or this. All right. Get a Nest camera. Okay.
Oh, are you sponsored?
Hook that up. My dad got it for Christmas for Ooh. Me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And hooks up with an app. You can see exactly when oh. she's snooping.
Ooh.
Honestly. Oh, if that's you got smart. The Chang, like just cha-chang. Get a nice camera.
We'll start a GoFundMe for you. Everybody chip in money so this girl yeah. can stalk her roommate.
I would give it another conversation that's a little more stern.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's doing it to get a reaction though. Because some people just like love that kind of attention 100%. With like, you know, like sparking up emotion people and getting yeah. them like a little pissed.
Yeah. Are you guys friends? That's so, what like, I would wonder.
I don't know. Maybe approach it in a way where you kind of also joke back and be like, oh hey klepto. You know, it's yeah. like, you know what I mean? Like kind of show it does, you don't like you don't really care because maybe she'll kind of drop it.
Oh, that is actually, I like that.
Right?
I think that's smart. And like, and playing the same way that she's kind of
like
doing
if she,
it.
If you find her on your bed, go on her bed. Be like, okay.
Ooh, ooh. I do want to point out too that this happened. This, there was a story in the news. Not
was this the
that
girl,
long
the
ago.
Racist one with the girl in the tooth?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
fuck
so
that
if
girl?
You're putting what? Bodily fluids on something, so if she's using her toothbrush, that's against the law.
Oh,
and yeah. so you can actually go to jail for that.
Fuck so, yeah. Send this bitch to jail.
This just took a turn.
Wait, did you see that article? That was the most
It was disgusting. She was rubbing like her tampons.
Her
on
used
the girl's
tampon.
Backpack.
She was like sticking what? This toothbrush in her ass, being mm-hmm. like, because she like wanted, she was racist and wanted her roommate to like move out.
Yeah.
That is disgusting.
And then she posted about it on Facebook after being like, finally, after like shitting on her toothbrush and like sticking used, and she like put like something in yogurt too, and like mm-hmm. the food that she was eating. She was essentially poisoning her. And was like proud of
oh,
it.
Oh man. Yeah. Oh, that's like a whole yeah. nother thing.
Yeah.
And so the caller, she didn't mention that she had talked to like
yeah,
the RA or anything.
You could do that.
So she should
yeah.
talk to her
yeah.
RA.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Using a toothbrush.
Okay, well, there's the real crime. Advice.
I love that.
No, we're like, be cool.
Be cool.
Fight back.
No,
get
call
a camera.
The police.
Call the police.
I love when that can be the advice
Report.
For these questions. Where I'm like, yo, you can call the police on this one. Wow, that's amazing.
I okay. would talk to an RA.
Yeah, I would too. Unless you're, and like if your RA seems like he's not going to do shit about it, talk to him. And then right after that, go talk to like someone else at the school. So you yeah. can already say like, I already put word in with my RA. Mm-hmm. I've already tried to talk to my roommate. So by the time you talk to someone who's at a higher up level, it's like, mm-hmm. no, she knows that I'm upset about this.
Then she loses
been.
That power
she
if
does.
You bring in
yeah.
some higher Oof. Power.
Hell yeah. Well, I would, just in the meantime though, buy a new toothbrush.
No, yeah,
and hide it.
Hide
and just fucking
that
hide
shit.
It.
You don't know where that toothbrush no. is going.
Okay, on to the next one.
Hi, Megan. I'm calling in because I am married to somebody that I thought was a wonderful man. I still think is a wonderful man. However, this last election season has really put a rift in our marriage. He is a Republican, and I was always a centralist, but lately I've been kind of leaning further and further left. I'm somewhere close to the ocean now. I'm so far left. And it's really put a strain on our marriage to the point where we're struggling to figure out how we plan to raise children together with such different views. In this last election, I was, a big Bernie supporter and then later a Hillary supporter. And he supported Donald Trump. And that was really hard for me to deal with. It was also very hard for him for that I was supporting Hillary. And so now, where do we go from here? I guess is my question. I love this man very much. Obviously, we're married. But what do I do? Do I just let it be, or do I keep fighting for our marriage in hopes that we can find some middle ground?
That's a hefty one.
Yeah. Jack can't hear it, but funny enough, you can't hear it, can you? This is, we were just talking about this. Her husband is a Trump supporter and she's not, she's like vote was Bernie and then Hillary.
Yeah. And they love each other. But it's
Jack
causing,
and I, we were literally just talking about how now we're both at this, well, I'm going to wrap both of us out. Who cares? We talk about this on Twitter about how like, I'm at this point where if I now find out that someone is currently in supported Trump, that I'm like, no, automatically you are a racist, or you can look past someone who is racist and therefore that still makes you racist.
Yeah.
Fuck, this is fucking hard.
That's really hard because you guys are married. Like, you're already in deep too.
The first thing, as soon as you said that, the first thing I thought of was like, I don't know how you have kids.
Well, I wonder if this kind of came up before the marriage.
If it was something that it was, well, she was saying that she didn't used to be so far left.
Right, right.
But it's been in light of everything, which I think is true for a lot of people. Like, I think there's a lot of people who identified either as like fiscally Republican or just Republican in general, because the fucking definition has completely changed.
Yeah.
And like just like the party in general. I totally hear you and what you're saying with not wanting to raise kids with that.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. I think like if it was me, I don't know if you can look past this and you can move on. Sure. But I also think like Donald Trump, like this is like, he's a specific kind of monster in the sense of like, he's a misogynistic asshole towards women and your husband is supporting someone who does that. Mm-hmm. So I think when it boils down to these other issues, as much as he loves
it's
you,
like what are his values?
Yeah.
In
like
general?
What are his values when it comes to women and children and like race and all of these other things, that it's not just like a difference in political views. It's a difference in like morals, which I think that will affect your marriage, not just because he supports Donald Trump, is because maybe like he has those traits, those similar or can look past that. And then that's raising kids in that way too.
Fuck, dude. It's so tough because I always say like, you, as much as you try, you can't really change someone. You know what I mean? But this is one of those cases where.
I mean, if you voted for Trump and like still post all of this. And also when people like, I also have a really like specific place for people who like really hate Trump and vocally hate Hillary and then judge, like being like, you're a terrible person because you voted for Hillary. And I'm like, what? Let's okay. I mean, it's a marriage, but I also think that in this, like, I don't know, this climate, political climate in general, I think you need to value yourself and like your gender and like that, like women's rights and all of those things. And I think if this is what breaks you guys apart, I don't think it's because he voted for Trump and it's because you didn't. It's because
it's
like
a lot of more deeper rooted
like those
stuff.
He believes in things that you don't believe in.
Yeah.
And I would definitely put the having kids on hold until you can figure out if this is something that
if it's going to be a forever thing that you guys are always going to be on such different levels. Yeah, that's no, not ideal. Not ideal.
Not ideal at all. Was she young? Was she young married?
She didn't say how old she was. But there is that political power couple, James Carville and Mary Madeline. And she's a Republican and he's Democrat.
Oh.
And they have like strict rules where they don't talk about politics at home.
Oh,
interesting.
And I know that they've written a couple books too, so...
But she's not a Trump supporter, though.
She's not a Trump supporter. No,
see,
she's
and
not
that's
a, Trump
a different
supporter.
Kind of beat.
Yeah,
that,
she
that's
has since
huge, yeah,
step. Gone into, I think she's a libertarian now, but but they've written, they have two daughters too, and they've written a couple books about how they balance their different views at home too. Yeah. So maybe,
so like
you can read that.
There's ways to make it work.
Like it's not even necessarily about politics or like what party you affiliate with. It's like what terrible things are you okay with someone doing? And like, what do you think is above the law? And like, that's what I think the issue is here. And I think if it was any other political candidate or like any other election in a different like Republican,
then it would be like,
candidate.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, it's like, don't talk
about
it at home. But it's like, if you supported somebody who has like been open about like assaulting women and like having that be okay, that for me, like I fear for like the woman in the marriage. I'm like a man who's okay, a husband who's okay with another man doing that, who's in that high of political power, that I just think is not a situation you want to be in or put kids in.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's tough.
Good God. Did we help at all? Mel helped a little. I don't even know.
You
I
helped.
Fuck, dude. It's hella hard. I think my final advice would be put a hold on the kid situation.
Yeah.
Go to therapy.
That's what I was going to say is honestly go to therapy and talk about this.
And then see from there if it's something that you guys can move past.
Because we don't know what's being said in these conversations. Like, I'm hoping you guys are talking about this a lot and, you know, kind of breaking down the differences. But yeah, maybe like bringing someone else into the equation, like a therapist. Yeah.
Well, call us back and
keep us posted.
Keep us posted. I guess on to the next call. Damn it. I wish I had more help.
Hi, Megan. I am 21 and I grew up in Texas. I've been playing music since I was 11 years old. And a couple of months ago, I met this guy who's a producer. I flew out to Arizona to record some music with him and we fell in love. I fell in love with Arizona. I had less anxiety. My mental health was just better. You know, I love this guy. So I decided to move in with him in his apartment, which I know is a bad idea, but it happened. It was very intense. And I learned after I moved in that he had borderline personality disorder and a Vicodin addiction. So basically, borderline personality disorder is when you went through childhood trauma or childhood abuse and never developed the ability to take your emotions, process them in a situation, and react to conflict in a productive way. And there's a ton of other stuff that goes along with it. But basically, this led to a lot of problems for us. It's led to all of his relationships ending in the past. But I loved him, and I ended up having to walk on eggshells and filter what I said and what I didn't say, just to protect myself. And he got clean from Vicodin and he got on medication that was really helping him with his BPD. So we're also in a band together, which is like a dream come true because this is what I've been wanting to do since I was a little kid. And I'm getting to play music and make money and it's great. But the other day, everything had been fine. We broke up, but stayed best friends for months and everything was good on this medication. The other day, I said something that bothered me that he did, and he flipped on me. Basically, I blocked him after that. I didn't want anything to do with the toxic relationship anymore. So he called the woman that runs the band and basically told her that he didn't want to work with someone that was so immature and dramatic, and he's basically sabotaging this for me. So she called me. I gave her my side of the story, and I guess where I'm at now is we're going to be in this band together. He is my best friend, but I know that this isn't a healthy relationship for me, and I'm alone in Arizona. I know like three people. So my question is, do you think I should keep with this guy and sacrifice the band? Like, I just want to know what I should do for myself because I care about both.
Yeah, that's messy.
She's 21. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is, fuck, dude.
Here's the thing.
First of all, why do you love Arizona?
It's warm, though.
No, I'm automatically from this point on. I was like, ooh, you need to travel
from Texas.
Okay, she needs to travel a little bit more.
Right. I don't know. I feel like when you're that young, too, I think, like, I'm personally just realizing more and more, like, life is so precious. Time goes by. Yeah. And, like, you shouldn't waste your time for anyone doing anything that's not going to, like, better or please or benefit you. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think in your 20s, that is when you should be selfish and be doing what makes you happy and what's going to help you grow. I think everything happens for a reason. And so this specific situation has clearly taught you a lot of lessons and you're aware of that.
Yeah, but I feel like it taught you them. And, like, it now taught it's you time them, to
and
leave.
It's time to rip that Band-Aid off because, I mean, you're admitting it yourself that it's toxic. And so you know better than anyone else.
I mean, I would say as someone who thinks they're 21, but is definitely still not 21, I think like that, like you're saying, it's the age where you're supposed to fuck up. Like that's the age where you're supposed to move to Arizona and move in with a guy who you've known for like 3 months.
Love
and
makes you do crazy shit.
That's the shit you're supposed to do. I had, I'm not even gonna get specific, but he's gonna, cause then he'll know. But I definitely dated someone around that age in my life who was fucking crazy and strung out on on Vicodin, on Oxy and like all this stuff and like was like super addicted to that stuff and I didn't know.
Yeah.
But like that's the kind of thing, like that's a lesson that you learn and you go through, but you kind of have to separate yourself from that. And mm-hmm. I think being friends with an ex in general is really hard. Being friends with an ex who you really didn't know that well before you started dating, yeah. and who you recently broke up with, who you didn't date for that long, and who has a substance abuse problem, I think that, and then working with that person, like that's just, there's so many layers. It's like, I'm working with my ex. We also are friends. He also does drugs. He also has a personality disorder, which again, like not shitting on like mental health, like great that he's being medicated for all of that.
Right.
But this is also, it's no longer, if this is someone that you couldn't date because this was too toxic, you can't, not only can you not be friends with someone who's mm-hmm. that toxic, you shouldn't work with someone like that. And I said that before in a podcast where like you have to hold your friends to the same standard you hold your relationships, like your boyfriends and all
Absolutely.
That stuff. So I feel like if he is not like boyfriend material because of not necessarily any of his issues, but like this just, it's too toxic to date. He's too toxic to be your friend and he's too toxic to work with.
Just sounds like none of it is worth it.
You're yeah.
Far from too that young. Call, I'm taking like the thing, the number one thing that's holding you to that is being in the band. Mm-hmm. Which
other
that,
bands.
Which yeah, it could be a scary thing to like ditch that situation, but it really doesn't sound like going through all of that is worth it.
Yeah, you know? No, I'm with you on that. I feel like there's so, I mean,
because if you're
Jared Leto started in a band, like, look where he's like, you don't have to stay. I mean, that was, it's a great
If
song,
you're passionate yeah, about music and you love it and you want to continue doing it, like, you will find different pathways and everything. Like, life is filled with so many unexpected opportunities and things. And
yeah. And it's not like you're in Nashville.
Yeah.
Like you're in the band scene. And no, I keep shitting on Arizona, but I just mean like, it's not like, I would say like, if this is the first band you've been in, or this is the first like real, like you're getting paid for this and this feels yeah. like a job and dreams are coming true. I would also say, I think my advice would be different if you were in your 30s and you were in right. a music city and you were signed to a label and like all of that stuff. Not saying that you're not, but I just think like, it's not the perfect situation where you have to like sacrifice all this other stuff for. Yeah. I feel like you've got a good thing going, but I don't think that this is the only thing that you could do.
You don't have to settle with this.
No.
And feel like this is the best that is to come.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
and you also got to like think of yourself in a better situation. Like yeah. you're talented enough and like you need to be, not to like preach the self-love thing or whatever, but I mean like own like being good at something and being like, oh, I'm going to be able to find this somewhere else. This isn't just like they like me and I
yeah,
fit
you
in
don't
here.
Need them.
Yeah. And I'm not saying, not even like a bitchy way, but yeah. it's like, I think you need to like value your talent and your strengths and know that like you could do this in other places.
Yeah.
So I would say move the fuck out of Arizona, because I get Ditch not having any friends yeah. there. Like that's a lot. Like, don't move. You moved there
you need
for
a support
a guy.
System. Exactly.
Yeah. And so you don't have to stay there because it's Arizona. So, guys, I fucking...
Can we have, like, a counter for all the times that she's shitting on Arizona?
Do you know why I hate Arizona so much? I've only been fucking once, and because we went for Lily's goddamn birthday, and it was the most... Literally, we were dry... I drove because...
Why were you there for a birthday?
You puked or something, right?
Okay, well, you ruined the fucking punchline. I peed. I laughed so hard. I peed myself and vomited on myself. And we also got searched by drug dogs all in the same fucking drive. And I was like, I hate this place. Yeah, it was not
fun.
That's
rough. I feel like, okay, well, to kind of cap this off, I feel like with everything that's being said, also, if you're worried about like financial issues mm-hmm. and moving and all that stuff, I mean, just be aware of this and maybe kind of like set up a plan. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like
save
you don't need
some money.
You don't need to like do this tomorrow.
No.
You know what I mean? Save up some money. Yeah. Figure out what your next step would be
yeah.
so that you're smart about the situation. But I think you know the answer
yeah.
more than all of us
and
do.
And like take a trip. Like take a trip to Nashville or take a trip to like a music centric city.
Yeah.
And or if you have any friends who are also doing music stuff and like sort of figure out if that's where you want to be. And I would like Claudia saying, like, have it, not that I'm not like stay in the situation forever, but
no,
definitely think through it and definitely move in with like friends and not a guy.
Not a guy,
I would say.
Yeah.
Cause that also just
Too
tarnishes the city. Like if you move it, like you're like, I moved here, I'm going to move in with somebody. Then no matter what, you're like, if you break up, you're like, fuck this place is the fucking worst.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to hear your music. Like, what
I know.
Do you? I like. I'm picturing you like Lindsay Lohan in Freaky Friday. That band, Ultimate, great
oh,
song.
That is not what I was thinking of. But okay,
Ultimate. I don't know. I want to watch it.
Good film.
It's a fantastic feature film.
Really good.
Jamie Lee Curtis. It's some of her best work aside from the Activia commercials.
Oh my god.
Jamie Lee Curtis is an icon.
What? Iconic.
Iconic. She's so talented. Okay. I think we covered that. It's time for a break, everybody. So we'll be back. Thanks to Third Love for supporting our podcast. When it comes to bra shopping, it's about finding the right fit for you. And there's only one lingerie brand that offers bras in sizes AA through G and half cup sizes. It's Third Love. Third Love uses thousands of real women's measurements and super smoothing memory foam to create bras that fit better and feel great. Did you know that most old school bra brands carry 15 sizes? Well, Third Love has 660 sizes. Wow. Including half cups. Never heard of a half cup size? That's because no one else does it. Ooh, ahead of the curve. Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering my listeners, that's you guys, 15% off your first order. To find the bra that you've been waiting for, all you have to do is answer a few simple questions from Third Love's Fit Finder quiz. It takes just 60 seconds and you can do it from the comfort of your home. So you'll never have to have that awkward fitting room experience again, which, by the way, so awkward. Try a Third Love bra. It's so comfortable, you might even forget that you're wearing it, which is my favorite kind of bra. And if you don't agree, returns and exchanges are easy and free. This year, make the change that will change the way you think about bras. Go to thirdlove.com/blame now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/blame, thirdlove.com/blame. This episode of Don't Blame Me is brought to you by Aptiv. Aptiv produces audio-based workouts created by certified personal trainers available through a mobile app. Expert trainers for maximum results and motivation. Aptiv makes the highest quality training available to everyone with a carefully selected group of certified personal trainers that guide you through every workout. The trainers have a wide array of personalities so you can find the personal training style that motivates you best. Plus, Aptiv's in-house music production team partners with every trainer to create music playlists that are perfectly timed to the intensity and pace of your workout. When you need that extra boost, the music keeps you going and motivated. And when you're ready to slow things down, the intensity of the music dials down with you. There's flexible audio workout format so you can work out just the way you like, whenever or wherever you like to work out, at the gym, at home, outside, when you're traveling for business. Aptiv is ready to go along with you with their mobile app. It's like having a personal trainer inside your pocket. Whether you're interested in running, which all the more power to you, I wish I was interested in running, strength training, indoor cycling, stair climbing, yoga, or even meditation, Aptiv trainers give you the guidance you need to be better at these types of exercises that you love, delivered in a flexible audio format to make fitness a lasting part of your routine. Variety of classes and levels to keep engaged with your fitness program over time. Aptiv has classes for all fitness levels from beginner to intermediate to advanced. And with more than 2,500 workouts available on the platform and 30 plus new classes added each week, there's always a new workout to try. Or simply pick the type of guidance you are feeling up for that day, whether it's technical training or high energy coaching or boot camp style intensity. They've got fun seasonal challenges to help you achieve your fitness goals, like quick strength training circuit while your cookies bake, me, or chill yoga flow to take a break from the holiday stress. I personally really like Aptiv. I've started working out in a gym more. And like I've said before, I really hate like working out in a gym and not knowing what I'm doing or looking like I don't know what I'm doing. And this is like having someone who's in your ear telling you everything to do, but nobody knows there's someone in your ear telling you everything that you need to do. So you feel like you're ready to tackle it. And you also feel like you just look really cool. I think working out is something that people should not be so afraid of, but I totally understand the fear of it. This helps me with my gym anxiety because even me who actually exercises quite frequently, I still get gym anxiety. And it's nice to feel like you know what you're doing. You're not going to hurt yourself because you have guidance and you can focus on different things. You don't have to get creative. You can be like, I don't want to think about what to do. I'm just going to pick this thing and someone else is going to tell me exactly what to do. And they are a fan of the podcast. So guys, thank you so much. So they are giving you guys a code. So subscriptions start at $14.99 and they're billed monthly, or it can be $99.99 for an annual membership. But for a limited time, new members get 50% off an annual membership, which is just $49.99 for the whole year of unlimited workouts. And to get that, visit aptiv.com/blame. That's AAPTIV.com/blame. And you're going to get it. 50% off an annual membership. Ayo. Okay, guys, we are back and we are on to the next call.
You can call me Tris. I'm 21. I just got out of a relationship with a guy that was planning to introduce me to bondage. Well, I didn't have a problem with that. In fact, I was all for it. Well, some stuff happened and we ended up ending our relationship. And one of my exes wanted to try and, be with me. Well, we have different sex views now because I'm into more experimenting. And he basically said that bondage is a way to ruin a relationship because he views that he's seen other people's, couples that do bondage and stuff like that.
Why have you seen that?
And
yeah, what?
He says that their marriage and all relationships just end because of it. And I feel like that has nothing to do with a relationship ending. But I would like to know what you think, honestly. I feel like it's fine to do things like that in a relationship if, you're comfortable with it. But clearly he's not. So I feel like that's going to be a barrier in our relationship.
So she's 21, definitely from the South. Cutest fucking accent I've ever heard.
Tris, we love
Tris. Love it. Tris and her ex-boyfriend got into bondage. Did they actually try it out?
It seemed like they were just discussing it.
It seemed like, yeah, that seemed like they broke up before they were actually, but then she was into it and down for it, but they broke up for different reasons. Mm-hmm. Then they broke up and for some reason, here's the part I wish I had more info. Your ex flew into town to win you over. What is that like? First of all, that's a movie.
How does that feel?
Yeah, how does that feel? Do you feel great all the time? Obviously, you have problems. But so are they in now a relationship or are they still just kind of testing the waters?
She didn't say.
Okay. And he's not into bondage and thinks he's seen couples who've done bondage and they've broken up.
And yeah, it doesn't work
because
out
of
them.
It. Which... And then now you think it's fine, but you're wondering our opinions on it. First of all, this sounds like a sexually repressed kid. Your ex, sexually repressed.
Yeah.
And also, I'm always quite wary of people who are very anti something that they've never tried.
Yeah, it's
other people are into. Like, I'm like, if it doesn't affect you, why are you that? I'm like, are you afraid of that? Like, is that something that you feel like a deep dark? You feel a desire, you feel like you'd be into it, but you feel ashamed of that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like when it comes down to sex, the point of it is to make each other feel good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And embrace whatever the other person is mm-hmm. into. And so, I mean, I feel like if I were you, I would maybe kind of start off with some, not the immediate stuff, leave the whips in the closet. I don't know what you're into, but start with smaller stuff and kind of do you know what I mean?
I do. I just think as a discussion, if he's hard pass, no.
Right.
Then I think I wonder though, because if you were into the idea of that with your ex, but this isn't something that you had established that was something you need in a relationship before. If this is something that you feel like you need and this is that you can't really be in a relationship unless this is able to meet that, which again, totally nothing wrong with. Everybody has certain things
that's great. You know what you like.
You know
that's
what you're
good.
Into.
Yeah.
I also would just say I don't think it's I wouldn't jump into a new relationship automatically. I would say it sounds like you've had a lot of sexual discoveries, which are the best kind of discoveries. fuck the countries, discover all the sex stuff. But also Chris Columbus, problematic. I think I would say I don't necessarily think it's something you need to jump into a new relationship, and especially if it's with an ex, coming from someone who is quite guilty at just being if I just go back to my ex-boyfriends, I'm not increasing my number, which
it's tricky with exes because you've already established habits and traditions, whatever they may be,
and he's gonna associate bondage with this new guy that you dated after me.
Yeah,
so I don't know if that's a little bit of it, but I would say if this is something that you're into, no shame in that. Mm-hmm. I don't think relationships end for a multitude of reasons. I don't think if you tie each other up, well, now we're fucking doomed. So I don't agree with him on that. But yeah. I would say if this is something you feel like you need in a relationship, then honor that. But maybe he's, yeah. And then talk to him about it. But don't just like tie him up without his consent.
Like, I think if he's worth staying with and working this out, then I would say the whole gradual thing and kind of start small, you know.
But then
like,
why'd you break up?
So true.
Right? Like, why are you going back to him? I just, it's never, it's so rare that I think that going like back to an ex works.
Yeah.
Because you broke up for a reason. And
like, if you're going back with him, he better check all of those boxes.
Yeah, 100%. He should be a fun, he should be a fuck buddy, like a fun fuck buddy. But if he's not gonna be a fun fuck buddy, why'd you like, yeah, I wouldn't. So Jack made a really great point. There's an actual term for this called kink shaming, which is, it sounds like what he's doing. And exactly what Jack was saying, these on mics, you guys couldn't hear. It's a red flag. It's something that's making you feel bad for something that you're into and making you feel like it's like dirty or gross or not okay. And I think that is probably the biggest red flag, is not even that he's just your ex, but that he's, I don't know.
Especially like, shaming you with that. Yeah.
And it's so fucking hard for women to be confident, like sexually, and be like, know what they want and feel comfortable asking for that stuff. Yeah, and then getting shut down.
Go you for being open, knowing what you want and asking for it.
Yeah. And it's not weird and it's not crazy and it's not like, and it's also like his opinion of that is so not what the rest of the guys you'll ever sleep with's opinion will be.
Yeah.
And I think that can be hard when someone says that they're sicked out by something or they don't like it or they don't approve or they're grossed out. You feel like they're speaking for the masses and they're not. Like, that's a common kink. It's a common thing a lot of people are into. There's a way to do it safely. And if he's worried about that, you can just get the education. Google's a magical place.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, but I would just say, I don't know. I don't, he sounds like a no person. And I feel like you want to be with a yes man.
Yeah.
Yes. 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 Yes, man. Okay. You'll be great. It'll be fun. Go enjoy some kinky bondage sex.
Absolutely.
With consenting
Live
adults.
Life.
And get tested and don't get pregnant.
Unless you want to get pregnant.
She's 21. She does not want to get pregnant. Even if she thinks she wants to get pregnant, she does not want to get pregnant. 21.
Yeah.
She wants to do bondage. Sorry. Not babies. Okay. Sorry. Next call.
Hey, Megan. So I am 20, turning 21, and I have been with my long-term boyfriend for about 6 months officially, but we have been dating for about, I guess, 6 months before that. So we've been together essentially a year, and he's been a good friend of mine for a few years. And I really genuinely do love him, and he loves me, and our families love each other. And the thing about our relationship is that it's long distance. So he's in New York. I kind of go between LA and Toronto in Canada a lot of the time. And in that, like, we visit every 2 months-ish. So we're always keeping in contact. However, I feel like now we're at the 6 month mark, I'm kind of getting into an almost, I mean, I don't like calling it a crazy mode because I don't like calling women's feelings crazy. Obviously, we're told that enough. But he's really hot. He's on a college campus as well. And women flirt with him all of the time. And I've met some of them, and some of them have been blatantly disrespectful in front of me and were blatantly flirting with him in front of me, kind of trying to assert the dominance of like, oh, you're just the kind of faraway girlfriend and I'm here and I'll steal your man sort of a mentality. And I feel like it's really getting to me because whenever I do visit him, like, he'll show me something on his phone and there's a screenshot of a girl who's a friend of his, but who I'm not really friends with, who I don't know. I mean, he has female friends that are his best friends who I know as well. And so that's awesome. And I love them. But like, I just find that, like, there is a girl that I know blatantly wants to have sex with him, and her name will pop up on his Snapchat when I'm with him. And he doesn't answer it, and he, like, states that he doesn't answer it. But, like, I just feel like sometimes I come off as too strong or come off as the crazy girlfriend because I'm having issues with these other women that are having his attention and that are clearly, even though I trust that he won't do anything emotionally, I feel like, you know, he likes the attention of these girls, which is fair, but it's getting to a point of he's enabling them a little bit, like the flirtatious comments, the girls flirting with him on Snapchat, even though maybe he won't answer or won't do anything physically. I think it's getting to me. So I guess ultimately, what should I do? Should I do anything? I've already brought it up to him several times. Should I give up or should I keep going? Or is this a part of long distance relationships?
Claudia, you want to start?
Oh, God. Well, first of all, I don't think that's just a part of long distance relationship. Like, not every, I've had long distance relationships, one that lasted like half a year.
Yeah, 6 months.
6 months, yeah. And so, I mean, here's the thing is like, it sounds like he's also, you know, doing stuff. He's,
yeah.
He's giving it attention. I think you can't blame him for anything that people are doing. You know what I mean? Because like,
yeah, I do think you can invite that attention on to you though.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's what it sounds like he's doing. So that you are like, so okay to be alarmed by that if he's, you know, bringing in attention and allowing that into his life.
I would say I as a girl who's friends with guys, like I'm friends, I have straight male friends who have girlfriends or some who are single. I think that there's just again, I'm with you in like the not calling women crazy. There's a different, if you think about it as a big picture and you think about all of his girlfriends, there are some that you are not worried about and there are some that you are worried about. Mm-hmm. And I would stick with those hunches. Like I would say there's some relationships, like some friendships with guys and girls that like ultimately you've heard the whole thing of being like guys and girls can't be friends because secretly they all want to fuck each other.
That's not true though.
But no, I mean like someone's either like your brother or they're someone you have a flirty relationship with. I don't find that there's a ton of in between there when it comes to male female relationships.
Right.
Like my guy friends that I have that are like, there's definitely like I have guy friends or whatever who like had a more flirty relationship with, but like if you're dating someone you have that kind of, that's filled, like that void of like getting the attention and all that stuff, like that's already filled. So like those friendships I don't really feel like I need it, like I don't like foster as much versus like my guy friends who are like my brothers,
right?
That's a different thing. But I would say I mean he's at a college campus, you guys are doing the long distance thing. I mean,
and so he's got that void of like,
But like, why does he have so many? Like, does he have guy friends? Like, is this like, is it just female? Like, does he only have female friends or does he have guy friends? And like, you're just focusing on the female friends? Cause I think if he rolls in a circle of like 10 guys and
they've got a group of girlfriends.
I think that's different.
Yeah.
But I think if it's just him and a bunch of girls, I think that's a little different just because I think if you like his male friends, if you have a couple of friends, people that he's friends with that you trust and that you know would like call him out and like have you also have your interest at heart and aren't just like, yeah, fuck, get it, like go for it kind of thing. You, not that I'm saying like this again, this sounds crazy, girl. Not that you need like eyes and ears, but like I think you should be able to trust people in his life and know that they're not going to enable him to do stupid shit. Yeah. That's what I would say.
Yeah.
And one of my best friends, her boyfriend, one of my best friends, I'm so sorry, Sydney, if you're watching this, you're my best friend. Like you're not one of my best friends. You are my best friend. So my best friend, her boyfriend has a ton of female friends, but she's like met all of them and doesn't feel like threatened by them. And they like her and she has her own sort of, like doesn't hang out with them without him, but like she has enough of a relationship with them that she feels like they ask about her, like they like her, like they don't want their relationship to end. But if you feel like there are specific girls who are like, want to fuck your boyfriend, first of all, that's not a good friend. Like a good friend prerequisite isn't like, I have a great friend. You know, they want to fuck me real bad. Good friend
when
right
that's
there.
Like the only intention. Yeah,
that's
and
not
like
a
motive.
Friendship like quality that's or trait. Like a,
yeah, yeah.
So I would say those kinds of people in his life, what is he saying that they bring to his life? Because if he cares about you, I think things that make you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like what does he have to, you know what I mean? Like how do you win that power struggle? Like what is he like risking to lose in order for your increased comfort level? Like if it's a girl who just wants to fuck him, what's his reasoning for being like, no, she's a great friend, blank, 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 and blank.
Right.
If she makes you feel uncomfortable, like as a girlfriend, that's what,
yeah, that's a good point. Or like, it's like, what are these girls bringing into his life besides like the flirty attention, which naturally as humans, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
and I get that you're long distance, so it feels like maybe he doesn't have that void, but like, does he have an Instagram account? Can't people just fucking comment like stuff on that? But also if he's commenting flirty shit on girls' Instagram.
I know, that's where it's like, all right, he's allowing this in.
And also I would say automatically, like this is nothing, I don't know, I don't want you to blame yourself. Like,
you're not crazy.
No, you're not crazy. And also, like, this isn't like, oh, well, I'm long distance and I'm far away and, like, I can't give him all of this stuff so he has to find it somewhere else. No, he can fucking watch porn. Like, he can't have your vagina all the time. Yeah. So, like, he's going to find it somewhere else. His right hand and porn. But, like, it's not like he needs other girls to flirt with him because you're gone. And he's like, my ego, it's just, like, it's a little deflated. Like, I need to be, like, lifted up like that.
Yeah. That's long distance, like if you're both in it as well, like it's not hard. You've got FaceTime. Get and creative.
Is there an end game?
Have fun.
Ooh, I like that. I just got what you meant. But like, is there an end game to it? Because that's also it. Like if he's on a college, he sounds like he's a college student. I mean, if he's on a college campus, otherwise that's another red flag. If he's just hanging out on college campuses.
He could be a teacher.
Ew, not even worse. Then he's just hanging out with girls on college campuses as a teacher? Fucking nasty.
So creepy.
But no, I would say like, is there an, it, are you at school in a different area? Like, is this like, are you, does it have a means to an end? Which is how I always look at long distance relationships when we're on the show giving advice to people, where it only works if you have an end game. Like if you have a plan.
Yeah.
Otherwise, this feeling of like this indefinite feeling, that is probably what's going to drive you the most crazy, is because there's no goal in sight. And I wouldn't say, I think the short term goals are obviously like, oh, we see each other every couple, we see each other every 2 months. We do all that stuff. But like big picture, like what's the final plan?
Yeah, is he going to move closer to you? Yeah. Are you going to move closer to him? Do you guys have somewhere that you're going
to
meet?
And like, are you going to, if you move close to him and then you're like suddenly like in the friend group of like all of these girls and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. God, dude, fucking feel bad for you.
It's tough. Well, I feel like just comparing to my personal relationship, I feel like at that point, like we were comfortable enough to like talk about that stuff. And that's why it kind of like ended too. Cause it was like, oh, he's never going to move here. I'm not going to move there. Blah, blah. You know? So like, I don't think it's crazy to have those conversations either. Yeah. 6 months in, like you should know the person pretty well and be pretty close and open.
Yeah. Also, dude, LA, Toronto, New York, none of these places are close to each other. That's like, she goes between LA and Toronto. Mm-hmm. And then also you hear how I'm pronouncing it, very Canadian. Toronto, not like Toronto.
I know.
And then LA, like, or no, he's in LA.
He's in New York.
She goes between LA and Toronto. Uh-huh. That's like not. I mean,
those are long ways. Yeah. Those are long flights.
That's a really long flight and expensive.
The dick better be worth it.
Better be great dick. Great dick. That's good. And we know what our tagline for this episode is.
There you go.
Okay. Well, fuck, dude. I hope it works out. I hope whatever you need to work out works out.
Yeah, think about the future and where this could lead to. I love the friend thing that you mentioned. Yeah. If he has friends that you're also friends with and you're able to kind of, you know, get other people's opinions and stuff. Because obviously he's not going to tell you that he's flirting with these chicks.
No.
But.
Well, that's our advice. I guess we're on to the next one.
I'm 23 and here's what happened. I started a pie making business for the holidays, and my aunt, who lives several states away from me and I don't know very well, ordered some pies and had me deliver them for Christmas to her friends in my hometown. So she told me to take one to her nephew, said that we had no blood relation, and to give him my phone number because he was single. Well, I forgot about this potential opportunity to give this man my phone number and arrived at his apartment after making 16 pies in one day and having been taking care of a 5-month-old. So I looked really terrible, like covered in spit up and flour, butter, sugar, terrible. Like, I'm a babe, but this man would have no clue of that. Meanwhile, this man was basically a demigod. He was the most smoking hot dude I've ever seen, and he wasn't expecting me and answered the door shirtless. I've decided I'm in love with him, and I want to put my hands all over his body. So I got his number from my aunt and texted him. We had a short conversation, but he ended up not texting me back. Rude. He was really nice and apologized if I was made uncomfortable by the fact that he wasn't wearing a shirt. I guess he thought I was going to be the UPS guy. I also wanted to note that he has no social media anywhere that I can find, so I can't just add him so he can see that I'm cute, cute, cute. So my two problems are, one, does it count if we're like fourth cousins, kind of, even though that we're not, and I don't know anyone about him, but it's not by blood, it's only by marriage, but I don't know anyone in his life. Like, is it still weird? And two, how do I get him to notice me? He seems kind of interested, but also not enough to care.
Well, fuck, no one's going to get this for you. Well, you have your first cousins. You have your, fuck, I fucked I, it up already. Already, already well, you have your cousins and then you have your first cousins. Okay, here's what I'd say. First
was
of all.
Is that the joke?
What?
Mean girls.
Mean girls.
Oh,
mean
girls.
Shoot. Right? Well, you have your cousins and then you have your first cousins.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember now.
My jokes are funnier once you explain them.
I got it. A little slow today. Okay.
What I would first say when it comes to the, first of all, go you for this pie making business. 16 pies in one day.
That's
I'm
impressive.
Impressed. Like, very impressed. Okay. Are you guys two related? Let's focus on the cousin.
Yeah, let's
part
let's that. Ask
do you
that
have cousins?
I do, but
what was that response?
Oh, I haven't really like met a lot of them. They live out in Poland.
So, but would you fuck your cousin, like your fourth cousin?
I just like I can't compare because I don't know if I have like a distant cousin by marriage.
But you
I
don't just, know them, so she didn't know him. So it's kind of similar.
True. You know what? If it's not blood related, here's the thing:
if it doesn't affect your babies,
that if it doesn't affect your babies, I mean, hey, like I think give it a test run. I don't know.
You think it's weird? I mean, I think he thinks it's weird. Like, that's what my automatic assumption is like, I would assume that he definitely is not putting you in a fuckable box. Like, he's definitely like, oh, like my aunt is like, we might be like related by marriage, but like, I think maybe the reason why he didn't seem that interested in you is because like, he was like,
he's automatically putting you in that category. Yeah.
Yeah. And I say this in the way that like, I have a really, really, really small extended family.
Yeah.
So I don't have a ton of cousins, but like I have what I would consider like my second cousins are who I consider my cousins. And then I think about like their kids and their like kids' kids, which would then make them my, no, am I doing this right?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. And you could be talking. Like a really distant aunt or
but
something.
No, no. What I'm thinking of when I think of like my cousins or twice removed. How does that fuck? Whatever. But all I'm saying is like, I have most of my extended family. They're not even like my first cousins or all that stuff people, but I consider them cousins. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it necessarily even means like blood related that you would be like, oh, this is when it gets gross. I just think that I would assume that he's assuming that you're fucking related.
Because that's not super left field for him to think that.
No.
If your connect is your same aunt.
And you also had to clarify to us here that he's like, you're also fourth cousin. That's like four is not that big of a number. Like, it's not like, oh, I can't even explain. There's this one kid I went to high school with that we're distantly related. And the fact that I said this and when I tell you how we're related, it's not real. But we used to joke that we're related.
Through like nine levels of.
It's more than, it's like way more. It's more like 15 levels of Kevin Bacon or whatever. He was this is how you know it automatically we're not related because of the first connection. My dad's ex-girlfriend's.
There you go.
Husband's sister's son. And him and I always used to be like, yeah, we're fucking related. We're related. We're related. So I think if it's enough that you can just trace it back, like, oh, he's so-and-so, 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 so-and-so. Mm-hmm. That's a little, like, if he would show up at a family reunion, I feel like that's a little too close.
That might be a little too close. Like sharing the same aunt.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I feel like that is what I would say.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, here's a question. How do you feel about, like, the phrase, how do I get him to notice me? Like, if someone said that to you, like, how do you feel about hearing that?
So, well, that's what's tough because he's off social media. Yeah. So that takes
But, like,
that.
Do you think it's, like, do you think that's a how do I get a guy to notice me? Like, do you think there's a negative connotation in that? Of, like, do you want a guy to notice you right off the bat, or do you want to have to do things to get them to
notice you? Or do you
have
to, like, work to, yeah. I get what you're saying.
How do you feel about that?
Like, I don't like that.
Yeah. Do you like the chase or do you like to be chased?
Oh, I think everyone likes to be appreciated and knowing and like liked right away.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the chase thing just gets really old really quick. Mm-hmm. In her defense, though, she did bake a shit ton of pies.
Yeah.
Covered in, was it baby barf too or something?
Yes. Not in the pies.
I mean, so he saw you at your lowest, you know? Yeah. I would say like maybe like somehow finesse like some sort of hangout where he sees you when you're looking like
cute.
And then see if he notices you. I don't think you need to run leaps and bounds and try to whatever. Like, I think just, be chill about it. And like, you know, maybe like figure out a way to see him one more time when you're not covered in pie ingredients.
Would you make an icebreaker of being like, we're not that related?
The aunt had set them up. Couldn't the aunt just send him a picture of her?
Did the aunt talk about like, hey, well, you're both related to me, but you're not that related.
Yeah, I wonder how she set that up.
Because I think you need to have an icebreaker. Because I think no matter what, it's like, okay, so it's like a guy talking to you who you only knew distantly as like your friend's ex-boyfriend or whatever. And so if you don't know, or like someone you knew, like someone that you always put in a box of being like, oh, you're dating this person, therefore you're on, like, and you have to give me like context of being like, oh, are you, do you know what I mean? If you're seeing someone that you see as like a relative or as like someone's boyfriend or someone that you met, like a guy that you met but he had a relationship with another girl and you didn't know the girl. And right. so if he talks to you again, you're going to assume that he still has the girlfriend. So I think at that point, you kind of have to break that and like say, hey, by the way, we're not that related.
Right.
Did any of that make any, did because, that tie together? Well,
because it sounds like you guys haven't really like talked much. You know, yeah. you had like that brief texting conversation of him being like, sorry, I was shirtless.
Yeah, it just sounds, I feel like he thinks he's texting his
yeah,
cousin.
It sounds like you don't know where he's at. He doesn't know where your head's at. Like, there's just a lot mm-hmm. of like big question marks here.
Yeah, I think like ripping off the Band-Aid and actually like making an effort to like say, just like maybe send him like a gif of like Cersei Lannister. And be like,
oh my God.
Right? Do you know what I mean, though? Then he'll know. Oh my God. You don't even have to have text. Like, you can just, that's like, that's how
all you
know.
Need to do.
Like, that puts it down there. So, like, he knows what you're at. Like,
oh my God.
You're just testing the water to see if how he feels about really, 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 like, not connected, distantly related incest.
Right.
So I think like
I think it's
that one got Jack.
That one there over there, yeah.
Jack's dying.
Yeah.
I think that's the first hurdle you go through because I think any yeah. other thing is just gonna
like it's too soon. This is all too like you yeah. like there's you need more answers.
And everything else, any other flirting tactics are looking great or like looking really cute. None of it's gonna matter if he thinks you're like if he's still putting you in this relation like your related yeah. box. And also if he likes even if you explain that you're really not that related or you have your aunt do it or whatever, I think if he still feels a little weird about that, that's okay. And I would say feel okay about that. But wow, I find this so funny.
I
also
love
like your
this
aunt,
situation.
A little pervy, but I'm right. into it.
I'm into the aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. Also just think about it. Like if you got married, like you would just, everyone there would be related.
That's my,
yeah, that gets a little weird.
My,
Do you know someone like
oh,
this?
Oh, me.
What?
Well, not me personally, oh. but my...
Mel's dating her cousin.
No, but my dad's brother is married to my mom's cousin.
Whoa.
So
oh.
we're all like related.
Okay. That's like yeah. twins who get with other twins.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think like going back to like the family thing, like physically it's when it comes down to it, not blood related. It's not like it's not... incestual yeah. it's not weird but when it comes down to like well what
socially.
Could this lead to socially exactly yeah. that's when it's a little funky
but I mean it seems like you're far enough related that like you've never met before
yeah like you're cool with it clearly right?
I mean I don't know why I'm
figure
not
out
cool
where
with
he's
it.
At. There's a lot
yeah, yeah who you're not at all related to
yeah there's yeah. a lot of fish in the sea
but I mean he I want to see what he looks like because I'm just imagining him like opening the door shirtless.
Like I'm imagining
the
wind like blowing. Wind, yeah. wind blowing
and I'd be like sorry I thought Dump. You were UPS and like you're just sitting and I also bake so I know what you look like I really know what you looked like and I just love that image and then I also in my head like you don't say anything like it's just like a romantic comedy you're like I just, and he goes oh thanks so much and you're and the door shuts.
Yeah, yeah exactly
that's what I picture though I think you're way cooler than that but like that's what in my head
that's
if this is
so
a Kate Hudson movie
good.
This is what would happen but yeah, I would say you need to address the cousin situation before you just try and get him to notice you. Cause then he'll be like, yeah. wow, my cousin, she yeah. really wants to be friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not like my cousin, she wants to bone. Can you please text him like a Cersei Lannister gif and then send us a screenshot? I just want to know what he said, like his response to it. And if he mm-hmm. doesn't get it, then he's not cultured. And then fuck him, but don't
I like
fuck
it.
Him.
Just, I don't yeah. watch Game of Thrones, but I totally got it.
See, you even know.
Just take mm-hmm. a comedic row and see yeah. how he reacts to it.
Yeah,
I think that's really good advice.
It'd be so good.
I feel like the next step should be something over text, like something yeah. quirky, something funny,
a gif of incest,
and just and there Sorry. You go.
Okay, you're welcome. I hope we helped. Please send a screenshot.
We really enjoyed your question.
I did. You're also not gross. I feel bad. I feel like I just made you feel really bad about yourself. I don't want you to feel bad about yourself. This was just comedic gold. You have to understand. You threw me like a softball. I had to take it. Okay. Should we go to the next one?
Producer's Corner.
Oh, Producer's Corner. Okay.
What's that?
So Producer's Corner is either where a producer picks their favorite question or a memorable question that we should answer, or, which is what's happening today, is it's a callback. So someone can either call back in with advice, giving their own advice if they heard someone else, what they talked about, or mm-hmm. it's someone who we gave advice to, and they're going to update us on their situation.
Oh, I love that.
So I think we're getting an update
yeah,
on a situation.
Yeah, we've got an update on the situation. So this is from...
from episode 14 with Leo.
Okay.
He wanted advice on, he had wrote a song for
his bandmate. And he was in love with him.
Mm-hmm, and told.
I think I listened to this episode, so I'm actually up to date.
Shut the fuck up. You are the best guest we've had so far. Leo was like, you got a podcast? I'm like, fuck you.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So he wrote the song.
He wrote the song, and the guy that he wrote the song for had asked who was the song about.
Oh,
and initially he said it was for him, but then he took it back.
Yeah, he lied after. Yeah.
And then they ended up moving in together as roommates as well. So this is an update on that.
Wow.
I remember this.
Have you ever had a guy you've like liked before, but you weren't dating? Be like, we should live together. And you're like, is this you saying you don't like me?
Yeah, is that like the biggest friend zone?
I was like, that's the biggest friend zone ever. You want to be roommates? Fuck you. Okay.
Hey, Megan. Following up with you in reference to my last call about my roommate that I was crushing on, the Dan. Well, as it turned out, I tried talking to him about it. He didn't even bother to discuss it or wanted to. It just got worse and worse. Before I continue, I do want to say, though, like, thank you for your advice, because I was in such a rut for a long time, feeling like crap about this whole situation, and I forgot that I am, much like you, a person who likes to confront things head on and make sure that things are being fixed immediately. I don't know why it took so long for me to even talk to him about this, but long story short, once I attempted to, it was all through Messenger as well, because he didn't even want to talk to me face to face. So I just kind of discussed the fact that we are not even like friendly anymore to each other. And he said he had no like bad feelings for me or anything like that. Well, there was several other things that were kind of bugging me about the whole situation, where I started feeling like I was being used, when it came to money and just having a place. So I kind of brought that up as well, where I needed his assistance with those things. And it became an issue for him to realize that he wasn't helping out. And so I told him I would move out, which I'm now in the process of doing. And he apparently stopped talking not only to me, but everyone else. It's been kind of a roller coaster, but in the end, I'm kind of happy I did it. Got to know who he was and have no regrets about it. So thanks.
Sounds like you came out on top.
Yeah.
Go you.
You seem like you had a lot of self-discovery with that. First of all, that was a roller coaster for me just to listen to. So I can't believe you had to go through all of that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you mentioned it in this call, which means I probably said it in the last one, is that I'm very confrontational. And like, I don't like to stew on anything.
Don't waste time.
I have a wild imagination. If I stew on it, it just gets bad.
That's the problem with silence.
Yeah.
This guy clearly wasn't mature enough to talk about anything. And so, silence just leads to overanalyzing, making assumptions, all this stuff.
You make assumptions and excuses. Like you'll assume negative things, but then you'll also cut slack. And so I think as much as this definitely probably sucked and wasn't the outcome you wanted, I'm so glad that like you were able to like get your answer. So you don't have to like you said, like be in a rut or like pine after something like this anymore.
Yeah.
And also the fact that he's like doesn't fucking talk to any of the other bandmates, it seems pretty crystal clear that he's
showing
just
a lot about him as a character. Exactly. Yeah.
And the money thing with rent and all that stuff, I'm so happy that you addressed it before that, because you can get so blind when you have a crush on somebody.
So jaded, that's what I was going to say.
And like, what if like you were still in that phase of just having a crush and not doing anything about it, and he starts using you for that stuff? I think like I'm glad that you were able
to notice that too. Yeah.
God. And go fucking you for moving out. Like, take the power back.
Yeah.
All the balls are in your court.
I mean, it sounds like you settled this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Done and done.
Yeah. You crushed it. I also was so fucking afraid when this call started that I ruined his life. Could you just tell that in his voice where it was just like, hey, Megan.
In the beginning, you're like,
I literally thought I fucked up your life.
Yeah. Just sounds like he's not worth your time. And you clearly realize that. And he's not going to take
and
up any more
guy,
time.
Some other guy's really going to appreciate when you write a song for them.
So true.
Yeah.
You're one step closer to then just finding like the right one. You know what I mean? You gotta like sift through the weeds to get to the good
you
stuff.
Do. And think of how many great songs you can write about this now.
Oh my gosh, like, so true.
How many Taylor Swift hits?
Song. Yeah.
Hits? Did I say tits? Did I say Taylor Swift tits? Oh, I literally, you should, when we you like watch this video, guys, you need to see my eyes, but I just go, oh my God, did I just say tits? Think about how many of her hits are on heartbreak or breakups and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This is just inspiration like and ammo
you've
for
already,
your music.
Exactly. You've already like learned a bunch of lessons, learned more about yourself, how you handle situations. I mean, just keep piling up all the benefits.
Oh, hell
like,
yeah.
Just, yeah, write a damn song about how awesome you are and how you just like totally took him by the balls and
who run the world? You.
You.
Can you get trademarked on a podcast?
Shit.
Maybe.
I think that was far enough to like.
It was. I also changed the lyrics.
It's fine. It's fine. Yeah.
Well, that's it. We're done, guys.
Wow.
Do people still call you Clodhopper, or is that just gonna be me and Lauren? Does anyone else?
You know, it's been a while, but that just made me
like Clodhopper.
That made me like soft and cuddly inside. Yeah.
Well, Claudia and we didn't even premise it with this. Claudia and I have known each other since we were. You're 21 now.
Yeah.
I'm 24, by the way. I did not know that. I thought I was 23. Been fucking up for a while.
Oh my God.
I checked on famous birthdays. I'm 24. I did. I had to cross-reference. My manager didn't believe me either. She goes, I've been telling everyone you're 22.
And that
I
was like, so funny.
Uh-oh. Claudia and I have known each other since we were in high school.
I was thinking about this morning. I was like, when did we meet? I think it was like Playlist Live 2013 or something.
Wow.
I think that was.
Is it? I think it was before that. I think we went in IMATS or something.
You're right.
But I have a great memory. One of my favorite memories with Claudia, aside from the fact that we just went to Cambodia together, one of the ones is I was dropping out of college. You're 21 now, so I can say this.
Yeah, that's fine.
Great. This involves alcohol.
Yeah,
I was dropping out of college and I was submitting my final paper. And
yes.
I'm sitting on the bed at Playlist Live, like just like uploading it. It's about to happen. And Claudia literally has like a bag of wine that is being guzzled into my mouth as she's like slapping the bag. Like, you're dropping out of college! And
this
it was
it.
So great. It was a good memory.
Oh,
it was fun. So you guys check out Claudia's content. She's got a great aesthetic, which I don't use that word lightly.
Thank you
so
much. I don't
say it lightly.
No, I take that as a very deep compliment.
I don't think I've told anyone else ever that they have a nice aesthetic.
Because you got a good thing going on. So
I have an uptight anal thing going on.
Really, really. Yeah. But it's good.
Thank you. Well, Claudia's great. Follow her on YouTube. You're Claudia Slusky.
Yeah, I'm still doing the YouTubes.
And then
it's
Instagram,
just Claudia Slusky on everything.
Okay, great.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll leave it down below too because it's very fucking hard to spell.
That last name, yeah.
S-U-L. Don't tell me.
S-U-L.
S-U-L. E-S-K.
Whoa. No.
S-E-S-U-L-E-U.
Nope.
Okay, fuck it. Bye.
S-U-L-E-W-S-K-I.
Oh, guys, yeah. Ooh. Call for Valentine's Day questions.
That's really cute.
Ask me and Mott's questions about Valentine's. You can ask him what he's buying me. You can ask him how great I am. No, I'm kidding.
Past guys, stories.
Just to ask, call in and ask your Valentine's Day woes, things that are going on, whether it's relationship stuff or being single on Valentine's Day. All of those things we will be ready to answer and give you some advice.
Cute, cute, cute.
Cute, cute, cute. So just leave us voicemails asking your Valentine's Day themed predicaments at the phone number 310-694-0976. International callers, meganpodcast@gmail.com. Record an audio file on your phone, a voice memo, and just send it on over through that email. And yeah, make sure it's still not like 35 minutes long. And if you have a British accent, you get bonus points. So if you enjoyed this video version of the podcast, which I will be really surprised if you didn't, because a lot of you have been commenting that you wanted more of these. Please give it a thumbs up so we can keep doing the video version, because I think you guys really like it. So you better show me how much you like it, because you asked for it so much. Give it some thumbs ups. And I would really love that, because then we'll keep doing these video formats. And if you don't, we're going to take it away from you. But as always, we are available as an audio podcast. So we're on the Apple Podcast app. We're on SoundCloud. And you can go to don'tblameme.show to figure out other ways to listen, on Tumblr, all those cool things. So, okay. So we will see you guys in 2 weeks.
Incredible. Goodbye. Thanks for having me.
Oh my God. Thanks for coming. Don't blame.
Blame Me is a production by me, produced and directed by Jack Ferry, associate producer Melissa DeMonts, edited by Melissa DeMonts, post-production sound by Chris Henry, and music by Giacomo Picasso and Ryan Hunter. I will see you guys in 2 weeks, and don't blame me if your life bursts into flames before then.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.